Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for 40% off site-wide. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Thursday to you. We got a Thursday night football game going on right now. It can't end soon enough. Kansas City Chiefs are beating the Broncos 16-8. Denver Broncos trying to get this ball back and also convert on a two-point conversion to tie it up. Maybe there's a miraculous comeback. Maybe. For a long time, Broncos didn't do nothing. It was 16-0 for a very long time. In Major League Baseball, this one is taking some time. A lot of pitching changes, a lot of angst involved. The Philadelphia Phillies, they are trying to eliminate the Atlanta Braves. It's the bottom of the eighth. Phillies are trying to get some insurance up on the board. They lead the Atlanta Braves 3-1. Castellanos has two home runs. Trey Turner has a home run. There appeared to be an injury scare from Bryce Harper covering first. He extended his glove hand on the left to receive the ball. His right arm was out. Matt Olson ran through it, and then he was looked at for a long time. But it appears that Bryce Harper is just sitting around hanging out in the dugout. And so hopefully it was just a quick stinger in the arm and that he's all good to go. And nobody wants to miss out on Bryce Harper. He's one of the most exciting players in the game, flat and period. And so we'll keep you up to date on this National League divisional game where the Braves are trying to stave off elimination and the Phillies, they're trying to go ahead and meet the Arizona Diamondbacks in the National League Championship Series. We'll also keep you up to date, as I told you, these Denver Broncos trying to come back against Kansas City. They're down right now, 16-8. Thank you to everybody tuned in on the free Odyssey app, people listening on their local CBS Sports Radio affiliates, SiriusXM Channel 158, and every and anybody with a smart speaker. All you have to do is ask that speaker to play CBS Sports Radio. I'm glad that Bryce Harper appears to be okay. Because if there's been one issue throughout the course of his career, it's been injuries. Like, he's been nicked up. He's been banged up. I mean, he's currently playing first base. A, because Rhys Hoskins is out with his own damn torn ACL. But Bryce Harper, the man needed Tommy John surgery. He tore the UCL ligament in his elbow. And so he's not patrolling the outfield. They just got him at first. And I told you, he's one of the most exciting players in the game. And we've known this since he was, 19 years old. The man came up 19 years old in 2012. He's a two-time MVP. He helped take the Phillies to the World Series last year while still coming back from injury. Just a seven-time All-Star and home run derby champ. And this man does it all. And it's cool to see him out in Philadelphia right now. It's nice to see him make that move. I know a lot of people after 2019, or before 2019, you know, looked at Bryce Harper, and people in Washington are like, damn it, we're glad he's gone. Still now? I mean, is he ultimately, when he wins, are people going to still feel that way? And after the victory last night, Bryce Harper made it very clear that Philadelphia is the place for him.
I love this place. Flat out, I love this place. There's nothing like coming into the bank and playing in front of these fans. Blue-collar mentality, tough, fighting every single day. I get chills, man. I get so fired up. Man, I love this place. I signed here for a reason, to do everything I could to bring back a trophy to this town, to Mr. Middleton, to this organization. I got chills thinking about it because that's what it's all about. I absolutely love this place. I love every single person in this organization, fighting, clawing every single day to get back to that moment. There were so many good times in, you know, 07, 08, 09, 2010, 11, and I wanted to get back to that moment.
Yeah, I'd love it too if I was getting $330 million over the next 10 years. I would absolutely love it. Let's keep in mind, this is wild as hell. Bryce Harper won't be a free agent until 2032. He signed a 13-year, $330 million contract. That's the deal that he signed before, you know, the Washington won the World Series. This is when he left in 2019. Like, he's making major bank. And yeah, he might not be in that category of the 40 mil per of the judges and some of the pitchers right now. Verlander, Ohtani, God knows what he's going to make on a contract, but nobody signed him for a 13-year deal. And then is Bryce Harper, did they move him to the outfield? No, he's on the dirt. Here we go. Hey, Shep, the Phillies going to close this one out?
Yeah, it's tough to bet against the Phillies. They've been the best team in baseball this postseason so far.
Yeah, so I think it's going to be over for Atlanta. They got three outs, but wilder things have happened. Let's see what this celebration looks like if Philadelphia is able to hold on and get the victory. And what's going on here? I guess so much. Did Russell Wilson throw another interception?
Not that I saw. I know Bucker nailed the field goal. Obviously, that puts them up by a score of 19-8. That's a wrap, JR. And by the way, I have a feeling when the Phillies do celebrate, it's not going to be jumping up and down on Bryce Harper.
Oh, yeah. What? No Edwin Diaz in the World Baseball Classic?
No, they got two more rounds to go.
Denver fumbled the ball. That was the running back fumble. That was all she wrote. Oh, this is pathetic. Yeah, Chris Jones is happy. Yeah, they taking a knee. The final score is going to be 19-8. Kansas City is going to turn their record into 5-1 for the season. The Denver Broncos are going to fall to 1-5. And Sean Payton and Russell Wilson are going to sell you the same old crap. And next week, Thursday Night Football. Can't wait for this one, too. The Jaguars and the Saints. I wish I could be excited about it, but I'm not. Just Derek Carr doesn't do it for me.
Got a question for you, JR.
Go ahead.
So Nathaniel Hackett, by all accounts, great guy. Aaron Rodgers swears by him.
Yeah.
But he didn't have credibility as a head coach. And so because of that, and they were close in a lot of games, he was unceremoniously dismissed after 15. If Sean Payton didn't ride to a Super Bowl on the back of Drew Brees, and this is just Sean Payton without what he did with the Saints, does he get fired for this performance? I would say shorter than Nathaniel Hackett, which was in week 15.
What do you mean? Like tomorrow?
I mean, if Sean Payton didn't have his resume prior to coming to Denver,
yeah,
Would he get a pink slip? Yeah. Would he get a pink slip before this season was over with in year one?
Yeah, I think so. But the resume is the resume that he has. He certainly signed to a contract. I don't think they're going to give him a boot this year. I wouldn't be surprised if they found a way to just say, hey, we're going to go in a different direction. And I mean, collectively say that. But I don't think he's going to just get the boot. I don't think so. Yeah. It'd be a fancy boot if you get my drift. That makes sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. By the way, speaking of sense, I apologize, JR. I misled you. Guess what's going on in this NLDS game right now?
Oh, I mean, I'm watching the game. What you mean, guess?
This is crazy.
What I need to guess for? I got the game on in front of me.
Well, I know, but you're also hosting. I mean, that's tough to.
I got two screens in front of me. I got it. God gave me eyes.
JR, I've been doing this a long time. You've been doing this a long time. You've still got to host a national radio show. It's tough to detail exactly what's going on.
Guess and watch. I see a man run a third. I see there's two guys, a guy
all right.
First and third.
So you see zero outs and guys on the corners. Got it. So basically,
yeah, I got eyes.
Got it. So basically, if there's a home run right now, the Braves take the lead. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, what am I looking at?
In fairness, you got two national games going on, and you got the NHL. Like, that's tough to keep track of, man.
I have eyeballs. I can look. What do you think I've been doing forever? I mean, I'm looking at the score. I mean, I can see what's going on.
But, JR, I understand that. But you are literally formulating opinions and thought, and you are speaking with diction, and you have to transition. It's not easy to do that and watch five different things simultaneously.
It's not that difficult to look at a screen and go, Philadelphia is leading 3-1 with a man on first and second. That's not that tough to
okay.
do.
Okay, not to be a jerk here, but that's what I'm talking about. So it was actually not first and third.
Oh, well, I made a mistake.
That's my point, though, man. You got to host
no,
the national show, and you got to watch five
the
games.
Point.
All right.
That's not the point.
Well,
the man
anyways,
is on first and third. What did I say?
I know, but first and second. But the point is, I didn't see that coming. Like, I didn't think the Braves, because I thought the Braves were done. I thought spiritually, psychologically, I thought they were completely in the doldrums, given how this series has gone for them. When they showed a little life in game two, outside of that, the Phillies have owned them. So ninth inning shows up. I don't think they're getting any kind of rally.
Yeah, well, that's why they play the game, right?
Yeah, maybe they're actually the anti-Dodgers.
I think Philadelphia will hold on, but that's just due more so to the odds and less to do with the Braves and their talent. Nothing. Like, would I be shocked if the Braves came back and won? No, I wouldn't. Do I think that the odds are in their favor that they're going to lose? Yeah, that's just more than likely.
Well, JR, I mean, they had four hits through eight innings. I mean, them getting multiple hits when the season's on the line is impressive.
This is sports. It's baseball, man. It happens. It takes one hit, one pass ball, one pitcher to go out there and unwind. Like, that's all it takes. That's the cool thing about baseball is you get the unexpected at times. So you can't necessarily just close the door completely. Odds would tell you that the game is done. If I was a betting man, I'd tell you, the odds are in their favor to lose, but can't count them out, man. Zero outs. They got two dudes on base. And who's the string bean they got up there?
Strum.
For the starter. Yeah.
Right. 9-5 on the year, 226 opposition batting average. So they got the right guy in the mound, theoretically.
Yeah, well, this is a time of year where it's just like we need to get them the hell up on out of here. Because, I mean, if you stretch this out, I mean, you go from a series victory and moving on to the National League Championship Series. And if you tie it up, ain't nobody trying to see. Well, nobody in Philly's trying to see that. Pushing this toward a game five, not a human being wants to see that. But this is when the big bats come out. Is that Pillar up there? It looks like him. Yeah, Kevin Pillar. It's fun stuff, man. 855-212-4CBS. Greg is here from Michigan. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Greg?
Hey, JR, Mr. Positive. Everybody remember Agents of Inclusion.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome. It's the best. Real quick, Bryce Harper, Mike Trout. You remember when it was between those two? It looks like Bryce Harper is going to have the better career when it's all said and done.
Uh-oh. But, wait a minute. This is a bloop?
Okay.
Nope. Doesn't even get past the infield. Go ahead.
I got to ask you.
Yeah.
What is the reason for Russell Wilson's demise? What happened? He used to be in great shape. They're bandying it about over here in 97.1 in Detroit about he's gained weight, he's lost his zest, if you will.
He was actually larger last year. He actually, and you could see it, he is smaller this season, and he's running around and he's scrambling more. I think this is a case of be careful what you wish for, because you just might get it. He wanted to be gone. Just hold on, Greg. I'm just watching baseball.
Okay.
Phillies, they're one out away from advancing to the National League Championship Series and eliminating the Braves again. One out away. Look, all things considered, Russell Wilson would have been better off staying in Seattle. And he wanted his own thing. He got his new contract in Denver. And now he stinks. I think it's a team effort. I still believe that Russell Wilson can play. I think we've seen that. And I think contrary to whatever you've heard, he appears to be in better shape than me. I just think everything around him, the structure, the offense is terrible, man. That's it. And so he's suffering as a result. That's it. I still think he can play. But he ain't getting no help.
Oh, JR. Spot on, my friend. Everybody go for your dreams. And, JR, you have a great week.
You as well, Greg. Thank you for calling from Michigan. 855-212-4CBS. Russell Wilson finishing tonight, completing 13 of 22 passes, one touchdown and two interceptions as Kansas City beats Denver 19-8. Russell Wilson also sacked four times. I want to hear the post game. That's what I'm waiting on. Because I know Russell Wilson is going to feed you a load of crap. Mark is here from Nova Scotia. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Mark?
Hey, JR. And actually, I called before you made those comments about Russell Wilson. I told Shep, I'm tired of what I call the Russell Wilson apologists. I'm like, man, it's just excuse after excuse after excuse. I heard it from Michaels and Herb Street tonight. It's like, man, the dude just can't play anymore. Like, I'm sorry. Like, go ahead.
He can't play anymore?
Well, he just, you know, like, it can't continuously be all of these excuses. I understand that he has a lack of targets. I understand that his offensive line is garbage. But, man, this is beyond bad, right?
Well, this is what he asked for. He wanted a new start. He wanted to play all them stupid games on the way out of Seattle. He wanted to tease the fans on the way out, his agent. Well, if he was to be traded, he'd play here. Well, I don't want to be traded. And just a lot of back and forth nonsense. And so good.
Both he
and Sean Payton deserve each other. I'll tell you that much.
Exactly. And I actually called you a few months ago, my disdain for Sean Payton. And I love how this is working out. But I will tell you, I'll leave it at like one more thing. Like, man, like if this was a movie, if I was in a movie tonight, I would have walked out like half an hour in. Man, it's garbage.
I understand. I think the fans in Denver might have felt the same way. Thank you, Mark, from Nova Scotia. It's over. It's done. The Philadelphia Phillies, they just beat the Atlanta Braves to advance to their second consecutive National League Championship Series. The final score, 3-1. The Phillies win the series 3-1. And yes, Shep, you're right. They ain't trying to bust up Bryce Harper's arm and stay away from this man. Ranger Suarez walks away with a victory, 5 innings pitched to go along with 2 strikeouts. But the runs scored all came off of home runs. Nick Castellanos hit a home run in the 4th, tying the game up 1-1. Then we get another one. Trey Turner hits a home run in the 5th, making it 2-1. And Castellanos comes back with another one in the 6th inning, giving us the final score of 3-1. The Arizona Diamondbacks are going to take on the Phillies in the National League Championship Series. So we got the Final Four set. In the National League, we got the Diamondbacks and the Phillies. In the American League, we got the Rangers and we got the Astros as the Phillies celebrate on their home field. A little muted, not jumping up and down. You got a lot of the Atlanta Braves standing around trying to understand how they abused the entire world all season long. And now their season is done. Kyle Schwarber just giving Bryce Harper a giant bear hug. God, snap you in half if he needed to. Congratulations to the Phillies. Good on the Chiefs for winning their game tonight. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break, and when we come back on the other side, we're going to hear some of the key plays from tonight's divisional series game that is now a divisional series wrap as the Phillies go on to the National League Championship Series. They beat Atlanta, eliminate them from the postseason. The final score 3-1. We're going to hear some of the plays on the other side. Don't move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I really enjoy your show. I try to listen every night. It's a great show.
What's good, JR? Glad to be on the call with you, man. I love the show.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
I can tell you what's good. What's good is that the National League Championship Series is set. Because tonight, the Philadelphia Phillies, they beat the Atlanta Braves. The final score, 3-1. Philadelphia wins this NLDS series. They win 3-1. And the Phillies are going to move forward. They're going to move on. And they're going to take on the Diamondbacks with a chance at the World Series on deck. Game one takes place Monday night in Philadelphia. The Arizona Diamondbacks know exactly what plane they're getting on and where it will go. As who would have expected the Diamondbacks to even been here? A lot of the country finding out about Corbin Carroll. And then Bryce Harper and the Phillies going to have some time to kind of get things together, maybe get some rest in between now and Monday. Wild, wild stuff. The Atlanta Braves winning 104 games this year. Gone. They're going to be sitting at home as Bryce Harper is currently talking to Matt Weinert from Turner. It's nice to know that he can double up and not just do basketball. Either way, tonight, every single run scored came from the home run. Austin Riley put the first run up on the board for either team. He had a home run in the top of the fourth, making it 1-0 Atlanta. But then Nick Castellanos, he came through. He was the star for tonight. In the bottom of the fourth, he decided to tie the game up with a home run of his own. I want you to take a listen, courtesy of the Phillies Radio Network.
Here's Nick Castellanos. Castellanos batting right-handed, the pitch to him. Swung on, hit well. Deep to left field, toward the pole. It is gone! Just inside the pole, down the left field line. The ballpark is in a frenzy as Castellanos sprints around the bases. Liam has popped down to the bottom level again, and the Phillies have tied it up at one. Sweeping across home plate, points to Liam in the first row, and this place is alive once again.
It didn't take more than an inning to move on from the game being tied because Trey Turner, who's been swinging a hot bat, Trey Turner said, "I'll break the tie. Don't worry about it." Listen to this.
The pitch swung on, hit in the air, deep to left field. Pilar turns. That one is going to be long gone. Just under the Lisio's Bakery sign in left field. Trey Turner is 3-for-3 tonight. And he's given the Phils a 2-1 lead as the fireworks go off over the bell in right center field.
Trey Turner finished the night 4 for 4. If the ball came his way, he hit it. That was a home run in the fourth by Castellanos. That was a home run in the fifth by Trey Turner, making it 2-1. And then we get to the sixth. This was the final run scored of the night. And who do you think it was? Nick Castellanos again.
And the 1-2 to Castellanos. Swung on, hit in the air, blasted deep to left field. No doubt about this one. Into the foot of the second deck, a solo home run. Nick Castellanos has hit his second solo home run of the night, and the Phillies are on top 3-1. What a shot that was.
The Atlanta Braves putting a little bit of a scare into the Phillies in the bottom of the ninth, putting two dudes on base. But as you just already heard me, the Phillies held on. I want you to take a listen to the final call, still from the Phillies radio network.
Strom is ready. And the left-hander's 1-2. Swing and a miss. He got him! Phillies come racing out of the dugout as Matt Strom has saved it, and the Phillies have beaten the Braves in the division series for the second year in a row.
Second year in a row. These Phillies have a chance to advance to another World Series. Wouldn't it be rather interesting if we saw a rematch of what we had last year? I think we will. I'm going to go ahead and select the Phillies to win the National League. I'm going to go ahead and select the Houston Astros to win the American League. And I got no shame in it. I'd love to see the Phillies walk away with the championship. Give Bryce Harper a ring. I want to see it. Yeah, I mean, we don't see Mike Trout do anything. So, yeah, at least let Bryce Harper do the work. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What I'm going to do is take a break. When we come back on the other side, we talked about one win on the baseball scene. We did have a Thursday night football matchup between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Denver Broncos. We're going to hear some of the plays from Thursday night football. Bryce Harper just spoke. We're going to hear from Bryce Harper. We're going to hear from a lot of folks. I can't wait to hear from Russell Wilson and Sean Payton. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, y'all, what's going on, big bro? Truck driver, man. I've been listening to you for a few months now. Respect what you do. Like it, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. The Philadelphia Phillies eliminate the Atlanta Braves from the postseason, knocking them out and winning this divisional series matchup. The final score tonight, 3-1. Philly wins the series 3-1. They go ahead and take on the Arizona Diamondbacks. Nick Castellanos leading the way for them tonight. Two home runs. Bryce Harper, you could say that he's ultimately been just as hot as Castellanos has been. And Bryce Harper is going to have another chance to go to another World Series. And so Bryce Harper, one of the most popular players, well-known players in the game, he spoke to Matt Weiner on TBS after the victory. And this is what Bryce had to say.
Bryce, congratulations. You just took out the best team in baseball in the regular season. Why was it so dominant from your perspective?
That's a really good team over there. And they played such a great year this year. And I have so much respect for them and the way they go about it. What type of team they are, 1-9, their pitching staff as well. And we just did so good tonight. I mean, coming in here, playing in front of this fan base, there's nothing like it. Home field advantage is real. And, you know, Ranger threw really well. Our bullpen came in, shut the door. Huge two swings by Castellanos and Trey Turner, and that's why they're here. That's why you spend the money, baby.
11 home runs over the series, 6 over the last couple of games. How good do you feel about where this offense is right now?
Yeah, we're excited, man. I think we're all clicking on the same cylinder. We got a couple guys that could do it a little bit more, and you know, I think we get that going. You know, we're tough to beat, so we just lined up our pitching as well. Our 1-2 ace going first game and second game. Arizona's really good as well. They're hot. They're young. They got some pretty good pitching as well, and we're excited for the series.
Now, what does it mean to have home field here for the NLCS?
There's nothing like it. There's the best fan base in America and in the world. I mean, it's unbelievable. Coming in here, it's hard to play in here, and we know that. So we're going to go in and have some fun Monday night.
You came back out to first base, but got to ask, how's the elbow?
I'm good. Just hit my funny bone.
Yeah, you hit your funny bone, and not so funny now, is it? Joel Embiid was in attendance as well. Yeah, he witnessed something that he's had a difficult chance doing, and that's actually going to a semifinal. Joel Embiid standing around in his Phillies jersey. Whoever had to sit behind him in the game, I feel bad for them. Maybe they got some better seats as a result. Anyway, 3 wild card teams that we're going to look at here in the semis. Rangers, did I expect them to be here at the beginning of the season? Hell no. Jacob DeGrom was telling everybody that would listen how he loved what they were building and he wanted to participate. Well, they're doing good without him because he's out for the season. The poor guy. Anyway, who would have thought the Arizona Diamondbacks would have been here? Nobody. Phillies? Are you shocked? Maybe not, but you would have favored the Braves, right? So this is going to be real interesting going forward. Didn't expect the Diamondbacks. Didn't expect the Rangers to be here. That's why I think that we're going to be looking at the Phillies and the Houston Astros in the World Series. I'm here for a rematch. I most definitely am. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. David is calling from Buffalo. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, David?
Hey, JR. Thanks for getting me on tonight, man. You know, looking at this game tonight with Kansas City and Denver, to me, it's real simple. Kansas City finds a way to win these ugly games, these close games, and that's the mark of a championship team. And, you know, I just think the whole thing with Russell Wilson and Sean Payton, it's just not meant to be. I mean, it seems like they're not on the same page. I think Denver's got so many needs and holes on their defense. You know, with the Frank Clark situation, it just shows that Payton is trying to build for the future. And I think, to me, he's going to be around. He's got a lot of power there. But I think it's an interesting, you know, as a Bills fan, man, it's frustrating to see a team like Kansas City win these close games and ugly games because we can't win those games.
Well, so what are you sweating? You think you're going to run into Kansas City again in the postseason and lose? Like, what are you worried about?
Well, jealous?
Like, what's the problem?
No, I'm just being real about it, man. I think the honesty is Kansas City's really good in these close games where they don't play their best. They don't have to play their A game. And the Bills seem like if they don't play their A game, they lose. You know, that's the thing we saw last week in London against Jacksonville.
Yeah, no, so I'm asking, you see this game tonight, and what are you worried about? Are you A, jealous? Are you upset? Are you concerned that the Chiefs will beat you again? What's the concern?
Yeah, I am concerned that they could beat us again. They got Andy Reid and they got Mahomes as their quarterback. Yeah, and, you know, if they're not playing their best right now, I mean, man, just – I mean, once they get all their guys healthy, and I feel like they're going to make a move to at the trade deadline to get another receiver because they really don't have any great receivers after Kelsey. I mean, to me, it's just a tough matchup for us.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to disagree, but that's why they play the games. And, look, the Buffalo Bills are going to keep winning. They're going to go to the postseason, and in everything that has taken place between now and January, I'm not going to say go ahead and forget it, but it's going to build up there. And so we have no idea who's going to get hurt, who's going to get traded between now and then. And you're not saying anything, I think in all honesty, that you wouldn't have known or said a month or 2 months ago. The Buffalo Bills are the ones who have to, quote-unquote, climb the top of the mountain, and they're more than likely going to have to go past the Kansas City Chiefs to get there. And so what's the difference between saying that in August, September, October, or November. We're really going to find out and see what it is if they can do it come January, man. Let me put it to you this way. The Buffalo Bills could be undefeated right now in the regular season. They could be undefeated. And there would still be a thought that, oh, my God, we got to take on the Chiefs, and we have to beat them. So I wouldn't sweat it so much in October, Dave.
No, you're right. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, Kansas City's a hell of a team. And, I think it's all going to come down to what we do in the playoffs. And I think now with the Matt Milano injury, it's going to be really interesting to see what Brandon Bean can do, you know, because he's going to have to make a move here to fill that hole on defense. Because I think he's maybe statistically he's not the greatest player for us, but heart and soul-wise, he's huge for us on defense.
He's in the middle of the defense, absolutely. He can go ahead and move to the line. He could certainly drop back in coverage as well. Thank you, David, for calling from Buffalo. That's what you call good team syndrome. When your team is so good, you got to find something to worry about. And no, the Buffalo Bills don't have the same expectations that they did last season. Early last year, people were looking at Josh Allen, and they were thinking that the Buffalo Bills were going to move forward to the Super Bowl, that he was going to win an MVP, and that they were going to wipe the floor with everybody, and it didn't happen. We saw Stephon Diggs and Josh Allen beefing with each other on the sideline, or at least Stephon Diggs beefing with Josh Allen. It didn't work out. That was the end scene. That's the biggest scene we saw at the end of the year. And so now the expectations have been lowered for the Bills, but let's be real. They're still one of the best teams in the NFL. They're still one of the best teams in the AFC. Now you just got to see if they get over the hump. And so, man, as long as the Bills can stay healthy, which I know health is not on their side right now. Tre'Davious White, Matt Milano, you finally get Von Miller back and you got them dudes going down. It's the nature of the beast. Maybe one day they'll get over the hump. I would think so. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. The final score of that game tonight, Kansas City beating Denver 19-8. I know David from Buffalo just talked about how Russell Wilson and Sean Payton are not on the same page. I can't say that about Kansas City. Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, they look like they are connected at the hip. Andy Reid spoke after the game, and this is what he had to say following the win.
The crowd was phenomenal. Bucker was phenomenal. He seasons to amaze me with his kicking. He's so reliable and does a great job with that. Our defense was incredible tonight, as they have been. I think at halftime they had 39 yards or so passing, and that's quite a feat.
Quite a feat. You heard Andy Reid show love to their kicker, Harrison Butker. He was 4-for-4 on field goals tonight, with his longest field goal being 60 yards. All we heard prior to the game, even dating back to last night and early this morning, was how windy it was. How windy it was going to be out in Arrowhead. And Harrison Butker was still able to go out there and at one point kick a 60-yard field goal. Wild as hell. A matter of fact, there was a lot of field goals. There were a lot of kicks. Let's listen to that that wild field goal. That 60-yarder at the end of the half, pushing Kansas City up 13-0. This is courtesy of the Chiefs Radio Network.
61-yard attempt. It'd be the second longest of Butker's career and the second longest in Chiefs history. If they can get it at the end of the half. Placement is down. Butker's kick. Strong leg. And it is good. Just inside the far upright. Harrison Butker, butt kicker with the bionic leg, just nailed a 60-plus yard field goal. 61 yard officially with tricky wins, and the Chiefs lead 13-0 going into halftime.
A butt kicker? Butt kicker? Okay. All right. I'll leave it there. I won't say anything else about the butt kicker. Okay. 855-212-4CBS, Timothy. He's calling from Cali. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Timothy.
Hey, JR, just a quick question. What, as a Chiefs fan, I'm not a Chiefs fan, but as a Chiefs fan, wouldn't you be concerned about the Kansas City Chiefs where they're winning?
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, you're used to going out there and just blowing the living hell out of teams, but that's not what they are right now. You know, there's no dump-off and threat of Tyreek Hill to go along with Travis Kelce. Kelce is running around on a busted-up ankle. We can certainly go ahead and look at someone like Kadarius Toney. He caught the first touchdown of the night for the Kansas City Chiefs, and then you're looking around and going, wow, he actually caught the ball. And so, yes, the Kansas City Chiefs are kind of scaring the hell out of you. But if I remember two seasons ago, there were a lot of people who looked at Patrick Mahomes and would scream that he regressed, that he was trying to do too much. And in the following season, he just comes out and says, hey, I won another Super Bowl, and all is forgotten. They got a long season in front of them. I think it's actually pretty cool that they're winning these games, and they got to grind them out. I mean, yeah, you want to blow out every team 40-10, but I think this is going to be a benefit for them and to them as they continue on with the year, man.
Thanks, appreciate it, man.
No problem. Sometimes you just got to win ugly, man. You got to win ugly sometimes. Thank you, Tim, for calling from California. Kansas City Chiefs can't blow out everybody every time. You think about their scores this year. We know to open up the season against Detroit, Kadarius Toney with drop after drop after drop. Kansas City lost 21-10. In their next couple of games, they beat Jacksonville, only scored 17. They beat Chicago, dropped 41. They beat the Jets only by 3, Mahomes having a poor game. This past Sunday, they beat Minnesota, only scored 27. And tonight, and maybe this is why, this is a Sunday game, and now we got the Thursday game tonight, Kansas City only scoring 19. I'll tell you this, on the 22nd, Kansas City Chiefs, they take on the Chargers. Chargers stink. The Chargers are always trying to get into some type of stupid shootout, and then at the end of the game, the Chargers shoot themselves in the foot. That's just how it goes. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. When we come back, we're going to hear more of the play calls from tonight's Thursday night football game. And then we're going to dive deeper as well into the Phillies eliminating the Braves. Going on to the NLCS. Don't move. I'm going to talk to you as well. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yep. And I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
Whoa, I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Get our best deals on iPhone 15 Pro at T-Mobile.com. One-year upgrade requires Go 5G Next plan, financing new qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
I'm Eli Roth, and the upcoming second season of my podcast, A Ghost Ruined My Life from Travel,
you'll hear real, horrifying accounts from actual victims who came face to face with the paranormal and survived.
It was the shape of a small human, and it was pure blackness, like nothing I've ever seen before in my life.
A ghost? You saw a ghost?
Yeah, I did.
Listen to A Ghost Ruined My Life with Eli Roth from Travel, wherever you get your podcasts, and prepare to be terrified.